A charming but mysterious stranger arrives in a college town. He skirts questions about himself and his past, but soon becomes a vital part of the community through his kindness, his generosity, and his willingness to be friends with anyone. Welcome to Likely Stories. I'm Diane Kemper. Theo of Golden by Alan Levi is a novel about Theo, a man in his senior years who just shows up in the southern college town of Golden one spring. He goes to a locally owned coffee shop and soon makes friends with everyone around him. Hanging on the walls of the coffee shop are framed pencil portraits of the townspeople. Theo decides to purchase them one at a time, meet with the person in the portrait to get to know him or her, and to gift the drawing. Why would an old-fashioned stranger with a foreign accent go to a small southern college town to spend his money on amateur portraits in order to bless lives? The reasons are unknown to anyone but Theo, but as this beautifully crafted story slowly unfolds, all is revealed. There is often more generosity behind the meetings than just handing over the drawing. Theo learns of a couple who longs for children, but the stress of their high-level jobs is making it impossible. Theo's willingness to give his full attention and just listen turns into a life-changing decision for a harried woman. His generosity is not limited to the gift of time and attention. After meeting a custodian at the college, he learns that his young daughter was in a serious car wreck, and without insurance, the girl is not receiving the quality care needed for her to walk again. Theo arranges a completely anonymous payment for the girl to receive care from the best orthopedic surgeon in the area. Theo also spends his time going on a day bicycle tour of the town with a most eccentric homeless woman, supporting the artist who created the drawings, and is a champion for both a music student and an overlooked street performer. This seems to be Theo's gift, to be a champion for the forgotten, even if they don't realize they have been forgotten. I had three friends at three different times tell me, "You must read this book." They were correct, and I can testify, Theo of Golden is now on my list as one of the best and most beloved books I've ever read. It is glorious in its character development, and the way the story unfolds is graceful and enthralling. Theo of Golden by Alan Levi. Theo is the main character's name. Golden is the town. That should help you find this extraordinary read. I know I say this all the time, but you really don't want to miss this one. You will be blessed.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. Find this and past segments in the Programs tab at kwbu.org.